It is, of course, time to talk cinema, time to get an idea of some of the films you could be, oh, I was about to say wasting your hard-earned money on, but it's never a waste if it's a good film. We always turn to one person for this, Mr. Michael Jones. Very good morning.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Well, my spidey senses are tingling.
Oh, are we talking about it, are we?
We are.
Oh, I'm excited about this. I'm too old school a nerd to not be excited about this.
Spider-Man Homecoming. This one's starring Tom Holland. You might remember his work from The Impossible and Captain America Civil War. He had a brief appearance in there.
A brief but excellent appearance.
Yes. Also in this one, Michael Keaton, Robert Downey Jr., Marissa Tomei. A lady called Zendaya, she only has one name, apparently she's a singer, and another lady called Laura Harrier. This film is directed by John Watts. I'm not familiar with a lot of his work, but apparently he did something called Cop Car.
Cop Car.
Cop Car. Anyway, did you know that this was the sixth Spider-Man, not including Captain America Civil War, the sixth Spider-Man film in 15 years.
I did, sadly. I really did.
Yeah, and it's only been 3 years since the last incarnation or reboot starring Andrew Garfield, and since that one was put out of its misery, thank goodness. Anyway, luckily for this one, Spider-Man is literally coming back home into the Marvel / Avengers family. Now, one or two Avengers may even pop up in this film, but I won't say who.
Good.
I won't say who. This film is set not long after the events of Captain America's Civil War. And Peter Parker, of course, he's inspired by what he's just been doing over there in Europe. And he wants to get on with the business of being a superhero, Avengers style, of course. But Tony Stark, oops, I might have just given things away, is being his usual obnoxious and condescending self and decides to just give Peter a new suit and tell him to stay local.
Okay.
Peter's not very happy about that. Meanwhile, there's a gang of guys stealing leftover weapons from Avengers battles and selling them on the black market in the form of bad Michael Keaton and friends. For me, the most interesting element of this film is actually Peter Parker actually having to deal with the angst of being a teenager and being at high school. You know, dealing with things like his first crush, not being popular, getting bullied, parental figures like Tony Stark and Aunt May not understanding him, that sort of stuff. And all of this without being able to reveal his secret identity to anyone. Until, of course, he does.
Of course.
I won't tell you who he reveals that to, but you'll have to see the film. Look, Spider-Man Homecoming, for me, seemed really more like a parable about trying not to grow up too quickly. I guess it was more about a celebration of being a teenager. The message is life only gets tougher and a lot more complicated as you get older, and circumstances force you to make some really difficult, questionable decisions that actually do have consequences. That was the message I took from this film. Like most sort of comic book films, the plotline was kind of fairly ho-hum and two-dimensional. Well, they do come from comic books. And the action sequences, they may excite video gamers, but kind of left me a bit underwhelmed.
Okay.
But I guess for me, the most interesting elements were, like I said, the dealing with teen angst and that sort of stuff. It could have actually been a John Hughes film without the without the CGI, and I did like that. So I guess if you're a bit over superhero films, it might just be the Hughesian elements of Spider-Man Homecoming that snare you into its web.
Well, you've sold me, and let's be honest, I was already kind of sold, but I just, you know, I was looking forward to a Spider-Man where it felt like he was a teenager again. And I know the actor isn't, but he's the closest we've had for a while.
Yeah, he certainly looks like a teenager. In this film, he's supposed to be about 15, and he probably looks about 17, but close enough.
I'd give him 17. All right, Mr. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.